I think what the most special thing about it is, like, where it was one of the hardest times in my life, and I was still able to feel safe and welcome. It's obviously harder to feel like that once you're going through something traumatic like that, but they definitely made me feel that way, and I couldn't thank them enough. It's such an amazing charity and an amazing organization, and I'm super happy to know that it's not the only one in the world. It is the main one in Newfoundland. They're taking people in from all over. And like they said, their slogan has been keeping families together since 2012 when they first opened, and they've been doing that ever since.
Josh, what does Ronald McDonald House mean to you and your family?
It's everything, man. My mom and dad had to take time off of work in order to be out there with me. And it's thanks to them I didn't have to do all this alone. And as hard as it was, it was a lot easier to have my biggest support system with me instead of away back home in Corner Brook. So it's just an amazing resource to have to be able to do that.
And as someone who is a little bit older, what kind of amenities and activities were there for you?
I was a little bit of a special case, I guess you could say, because I was one of the oldest kids at the house at the time. But they always did make me feel, included as well. I've always been really good with little kids because my mom runs daycare at home. So I had no problem talking to the little kids, especially when there was kids that came through with a similar diagnosis as myself who have had cancer. I've always wanted to reach out. But as for the staff, when I was there last year during quarantine, they hosted me a birthday party. And they threw me my own grad and made sure I had a limousine. It was crazy. And they had a team room there, but seeing as nobody used it, they let me take the equipment from there and put it in my own room. They gave me a desk chair to sit down and play Xbox and PS4, to talk to my buddies, just to be as close to home as I could be. And at the end of the year, for school, they threw my graduation, like I said, and they reached out to a bunch of my friends and family to make a huge video for me. And after I sat down from all the festivities from that day, it brought me and my family to tears because it was everybody from back home in that one video, just, wishing me good luck and best of wishes with my future endeavors after high school. And that's one thing I'll never forget from them, and I'll always truly be thankful for those people for doing that for me.
And Josh, what did it mean to you to be kind of like a mentor for some of these younger kids?
I think this is the biggest blessing out of all of it, honestly. Honestly, I didn't ask for this, obviously. But to be able to reach out and, be where they once stood, or to, I don't know if I'm saying that right or not, but to be in a similar situation and to be able to relieve a little bit of stress and anxiety from those younger kids means the world to me because, it makes me feel like I didn't do this for nothing. Obviously, I did it to get better, and nobody asked to get diagnosed with this kind of sickness, but I'm not the first, and I'm definitely not going to be the last, so I feel like reaching out is the least that I can do.
Josh, you've already done a pretty good job of this, but I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. If you could say something to our VOCM listeners to encourage them to donate to this great cause today, what would you say?
If I'm not a good enough example, guys, there are so many kids out there like me. Like I just said, I'm not going to be the first kid diagnosed with cancer at a young age, and I'm not going to be the last. And cancer is definitely not the only thing that has went through the Ronald McDonald House. There are so many other kids that need help, and I just can't encourage you guys enough to, reach out if you can spare, a dollar or two even, because anything helps, because this is an amazing charity, guys, and your money definitely won't go to waste. So with that being said, there are tons of other stories like mine, so if you're touched by mine today, I hope you are. Just keep in mind that there are hundreds more where that came from, and you're not only helping out me, but all the future families to come. So thank you for your time.